Chapter 46. Early Reformers. The truth was never completely forgotten during the long years of papal rule. At all times, God had his witnesses. These witnesses kept their faith in Christ as the only mediator between God and man. The witnesses believed the Bible was the rule of life. They kept holy the seventh-day Sabbath. We owe more than we know to these faithful witnesses. The early reformers were called heretics. The beliefs and aims of the early reformers were rejected. The reformers were called evil people. Their writings were not represented in the right way. The writings of the reformers were stopped by force or destroyed. But these reformers stood firm. For centuries, they kept their faith pure. The reformers kept their faith as a sacred gift for their children and their children's children. The war against the Bible was so strong that at times there were only a few Bibles left. But God never allowed his word to be completely destroyed. God's truths in the Bible were not to be forever hidden. In times past, God had opened prison doors and iron gates to let his apostles go free. So God also made his word available to man. In the countries of Europe, the Spirit of God made men search for truth as people search for hidden treasures. Guided to study the Holy Scriptures, these people searched the Bible with great interest. These people were willing to accept God's truth at any cost to themselves. Now the time had come for the Bible to be translated into languages that the people could understand. The world had been in spiritual midnight darkness, but the light of God's truth was about to shine in many countries. These people did not understand everything clearly, but God helped them to understand many long-buried truths. As heaven-sent messengers, these people went about teaching people the truth about God. God's people taught the people who believed error and superstition to accept God's word and have freedom. The Morning Star of the Reformation. John Wycliffe was called the Morning Star of the Reformation. John Wycliffe was born in England. He was a reformer, not for England alone, but for Christian countries everywhere. He was the beginning of the Puritans. John Wycliffe's work was the same as bringing a cool water in the desert. God gave the work of reform to John Wycliffe, a bright, educated man. Wycliffe gave character and dignity to the work of reform. God's enemies could not make fun of the reform by saying Wycliffe was ignorant. When John Wycliffe finished school, he began to study the scriptures deeply. In Wycliffe's study, he found what he had been looking for. He understood the plan of salvation. Wycliffe realized Christ is the one who stands between God and sinners. Christ is the only mediator for sinners. Wycliffe understood that Rome had put human thought and customs in place of the Bible. Wycliffe gave himself to the service of Christ. He determined to preach the truths that he had learned. The most important work of Wycliffe's life was translating the scriptures into the English language. Wycliffe made the first complete English translation of the Bible. The art of printing was still not known. Making copies of Wycliffe's translation by hand was long and slow work. But people hand-wrote Bibles. The people of England received Bibles in their own language. People were beginning to learn God's Word. People in the past had been kept ignorant about God's Word. A divine hand was preparing the way for the Great Reformation. At that time, only the rich people were able to read. These people gladly received the Bible. They read the Bible. These people wondered why they had believed whatever was taught them by the church without asking questions. Wycliffe presented the special doctrines of Protestantism. One special doctrine was that salvation could be obtained only by faith in Christ. Another special doctrine was that the Bible alone could be trusted to teach truth. Many priests helped Wycliffe get Bibles for the people. These priests also preached the gospel. The work of the priests and Wycliffe's writings brought great results. The new faith was accepted by almost half the people of England. The power of truth began to shake the kingdom of darkness. People began to learn the truth about God and salvation. Wycliffe's enemies tried to stop his work and destroy his life. These enemies were not successful. Wycliffe died peacefully at age 61 while serving communion bread to his congregation. The Reformation spreads. Wycliffe's writings were read by John Huss of Bohemia. The writings led Huss to turn from the errors of Romanism. Huss became a reformer. Huss was a noble Christian, the same as Wycliffe. Huss was well educated. He defended strongly whatever he thought was truth. Huss believed all Christians should know what the Bible teaches. Huss boldly rebuked the sinful lives of church leaders. This caught the attention of people, and thousands accepted a purer faith. The Pope, bishops, priests, and monks became very angry. Huss was commanded to appear before the Council of Constance. Huss was accused of heresy. The German emperor promised Huss a safe journey to the city of Constance. When Huss arrived at Constance, the Pope personally saw him and promised he would be treated fairly. Huss remained firm for the truth during the long trial. When the trial finally ended, Huss was told he had to deny his teachings or he would be killed. Huss chose to die as a martyr for Christ. Huss saw his books thrown into the fire. Then he was burned at the stake. After Huss had stood before the leaders of church and state, he rebuked in solemn words the corruption of papal rule. The Pope had promised to protect Huss, but the Pope's promise meant nothing. Huss was killed. Huss's death showed the whole world that Rome was cruel and could not be trusted. The enemies of truth who killed Huss did not know they were helping the Reformation that they wanted to destroy. During the time of persecution, the reformers continued to calmly and patiently speak against corrupt religion. The same as believers in the days of the apostles, many people freely gave all they had to the cause of Christ. The popes made strong efforts to strengthen and increase their power. The Pope still said they were Christ's representatives, but the corrupt lives of the church leaders disgusted the people and made the people want something better. At this time, the printing press was invented. Many Bibles were printed and circulated. The people saw that the papal teachings did not agree with the Word of God. When a reformer was killed because of sharing the truth, other people continued to work. With courage, the reformers stood firm. The struggle resulted in freedom for people and churches, and also for nations. After 100 years, other reformers continued the work that John Wycliffe had started. Luther began the Reformation in Germany. Calvin preached the gospel in France. Zwingli preached in Switzerland. The world awakened from its sleep of centuries as the cry, "Religious liberty," sounded from country to country.